Harder than hell.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. You say anything else?
No.
Okay.
It's hot.
Okay. How about colder? Colder than what?
Colder than... I've heard of Hades.
Okay. Colder than Hades. Yeah. Is that what something you would say?
No, I'd probably just say it's really cold.
Okay. When you take your air in and out of your lungs, what are you doing? You're what?
Exhaling, inhaling.
But you're... begins with a B. You... what do you... you what?
Breathe?
Yeah. Is there any other word you would use? Especially if you had frosted breath. Is there any other word you would use for frosted breath?
No, I don't know.
What if you were outside and you hadn't had any rain in a long time, you would say it's drier than... drier than... is there a comparison you would make there? It's drier than...
That's more drier than hell, I don't know.
Okay. All right. What do you call it when it doesn't rain here for a long, long time?
Drought.
Okay. Would you call it anything else? Are there other things that you would refer to it as?
Well, that's a bad name.
Bad. You ever call it a dry spell?
Yeah, a dry spell.
Okay. Anything else like that? Yeah, I'd probably call it a few bad names myself.
Yeah. That's one of the worst things.
Boy, I bet it is. Does it come pretty often?
We've had some real good years. Back in the 50s, we had it steady.
Mm-hmm.
We had some real bad years.
Yeah.
And rain.
What did you do during that time with your cattle? I mean, did you bring in water? Or?
Well, it seemed like we lucked out on the water, but the grass, we didn't have any feed.
So you had to bring in, you had to buy more grain.
We had to buy
feed.
Hay and sell down. And then the cattle were just thin.
What kind of water do you have on the ranch? Do you have a stream that goes through there, or do you have wells?
We have mostly wells. We got that East Bijou Creek. It's more or less a dry creek. I have holes in it year-round. I don't run water.
Do you have any names for cultivated grasses, like the grass you might grow out in your front yard? Are there particular kinds of grasses like that you're familiar with?
You mean the species?
Yeah.
I should know because we planted quite a bit of that. We have the crested wheat, the western wheat grass, side oats, grama. I could do one more.
Those are different kinds that you would plant in the field?
That's how we've been planting back the CRP program.
Right. And those are kinds of wheat?
No, they're tame grass.
They're tame grass. Okay. What would you call if you say you had a crop that, or something that just came up that you didn't cultivate, what would you call that? Just came up by itself.
It does it every year, annual?
Yeah. Ever call it a volunteer?
Yeah, volunteer.
We talked some a little while ago about cottonwood trees. What other kind of trees are there that grow around here?
Well, we have these evergreens, cedars. They grow rough out here.
Cedars do.
Pines, they'll go where the elevation gets over 6.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of willows. Especially where it's a little wet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's about the only wild tree there is.
How about up in the mountains? There's a tree that's real famous in Colorado.
That's spruce.
Spruce and another one that has leaves turn yellow and fall.
Oh, aspen.
Yeah. You ever hear an aspen called anything else?
Quaking.
Quaking aspen. Mm-hmm. Ever hear of a sycamore?